USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Protesters chanted outside the U.S. Capitol late on Friday. Inside, senators voted not to call witnesses at the president's impeachment trial.
The yeas are 49, the nays are 51. The motion is not agreed to.
The Republican-controlled Senate voted 51 to 49 against additional witnesses and documents. After the vote, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell tried but did not have the support to end the trial with an immediate vote on whether to acquit or convict the president. One of the people who testified during the impeachment inquiry, former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch, has retired from her 33-year career as a diplomat. She testified in October that there had been a smear campaign against her, which led to her ouster as an ambassador. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The Trump administration declared a public health emergency over the coronavirus outbreak. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says officials are taking steps to help reduce the spread of the disease here in the U.S.
Any U.S. citizen returning to the United States who has been in Hubei province in the previous 14 days will be subject to up to 14 days of mandatory quarantine to ensure they are provided proper medical care and health screening.
Pentagon Chief Mark Esper says he backs a Trump administration move to lift limits on the use of landmines.
At the end of the day, we want to make sure that we have all the tools in our toolkit that are legally available and effective to ensure our success and to ensure the protection of our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines.
Under Barack Obama, the U.S. moved closer to abiding by the terms of a 1997 global agreement that bans the use of landmines. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
West Virginia is moving to become the first state to allow disabled people to use their smartphones to vote. USA's John Hunt reports.
Governor Jim Justice, a Republican, plans to sign a bill by early next week that will require all counties to provide some sort of form of online devices for every voter with physical disabilities. West Virginia's Secretary of State, Mac Warner, said that he would most likely provide counties with the smartphone app VOTAS or a similar app, making the choice easy for cash-strapped counties. But cybersecurity experts have been rallying against those apps, saying any kind of online voting unnecessarily increases security risks. Despite expert opposition, a growing number of counties across the U.S. are adopting VOTAS or other forms of smartphone voting. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Personal income and household spending rose last month. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The Commerce Department reporting that personal income rose by 0.2% in December, while household spending rose 0.3%. Wages for U.S. workers rising even as savings fell from November to December. Americans spending during the holiday shopping season coming even as retailers said there were sluggish sales. Spending did increase 4% throughout 2019 as compared to the previous year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.